fade down. Bob, Phaethos. Right. Has anybody got anything they just want to share from what they feel God might have been saying so far this morning? It's cool if you haven't. For those I've not met, I'm Phil, and that's Jules. I'm not Sally or Jules, Phil. We're from Catch the Fire Church in Farnborough, meeting a View Cinema, which is interesting. For years we were part of King's Church Aldershot, that also met in a cinema. We now meet in a more luxury cinema than the one that we had before, which is interesting. And I just, it's a real pleasure to be with you here. And Mike keeps inviting me back, so it must be all right. Although my voice is very croaky this morning, and not all the chords are quite right, but never mind. God looks on the heart, and I'm getting some more lessons. So, you know, when you read the Bible, you should just kind of open it and then see what God says, yeah? And then, you know, Judas went out and hung himself. Go therefore and do likewise. that's not what you do. but on the way here this morning, I knew where I was kind of going in the Bible, so I was going into the Psalms. And I opened the Bible, and it opened exactly on the chapter that I want to talk about this morning. So I thought that was kind of cool. But if you've got a Bible and you want to follow me, I've got the New Living Translation, but I will read from a few translations this morning. if I unplug this, my phone, Bob, is that going to make a noise? No, I'll leave it plugged in, actually, because I want it plugged in for later. I'm just going to have to move it. There we go, and just make sure I don't trip up over it, because that's got many translations in. Psalm 139 is a well-known psalm, really nice psalm, and we're just going to spend a bit of time in that this morning. So, give you a second to get there. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or when I stand up. You know my every thought, when far away or even before I think it. It's kind of a interesting challenge. My prayer is, well, if you know my thoughts before I'm going to think them, can you change my thoughts before I do think them, Lord, to make sure that they are your thoughts? You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when or where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. So our thinking informs what we say and what we do. So, Lord, please, before the things I say, maybe you could help me not say certain things. Just pause. I love the proverb, a wise man uses few words. What I don't like is when my sons quote that proverb to me, because then I know I've used too many words. but at least they've listened to Dad, which is cool. You precede or go before and follow me. You place, this is awesome, you know, we were just praying for each other, blessing on each other, but you place, God places his hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride on the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvellous, and how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They are innumerable. I cannot even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies take your name in vain. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who resist you? Yes, I hate them with complete hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. That 19 to 22, I haven't studied that, but that just kind of leaps out in the middle of the rest of that. But I'm not talking about that bit today. but then he brings it home. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Which is why, if he knows our thoughts before we think them, can you please change the way I think? Romans 12, verse 2, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So God, please change the way I think. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path to everlasting life. I don't know what's wrong with my throat today. When I speak, quite often I like a prop, but you probably won't like the prop that I have this morning. Some of you might, depending on who you are. This is a prop that I've brought this morning. And without tripping up, I'm going to show you my prop. And you're going to look, not at me, but you're going to look in here. Okay, look at my prop. What do you see? What do you see when you look in here? Who are you and what do you see? And for some of you, looking in the mirror, you might be really happy about what you see. For some of you, this might be really uncomfortable, looking at yourself, and you're trying to look at me when we're looking at the prop. For some of you, this might be really uncomfortable, looking at yourself in the mirror. Now, if you're one of those people, I've got my phone, where's my phone? I can't really do it when it's plugged in. But if you're one of those people that are like this all the time, you might be really comfortable that you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and you might have a massive mirror on the wall of your bedroom because you really enjoy looking into the mirror. And you've got 10,000 followers on Instagram, and they like every post that you put up, and you feel great about yourself. Because some people do like looking at themselves. And they maybe like what they see. How does that feel? Does anybody enjoy doing that? Why not? It's interesting, isn't it? It brings up all kinds of feelings and thoughts, and it can be uncomfortable looking at ourselves. Well, don't want to break my mirror because I quite like the mirror. There we go. Who are we when we look at ourselves? What do we think when we look at ourselves? Why do we feel uncomfortable when we look at ourselves? And what we're going to do today is we're going to look at ourselves through a clear lens and a clear view from God. Stuff happens to us. People say stuff about us. We go through experiences in life that can make it uncomfortable when we look at ourselves and we think who we are. And we can think negatively about ourselves. And growing up, are you recording, Bob? You are, okay. So growing up, someone close to me on a very frequent basis, when they saw me, would say, ugly. This is in my teenage years, when you're most vulnerable. And I had that over and over and over and over again in my life. And I used to go to the mirror, and I don't know if you've got one of these kind of, it's hard to look at, you can see you're kind of 2D, but it's hard to see yourself from the side and the back, isn't it? Maybe that's quite a good thing. But I used to have one of these mirrors in a bathroom cabinet that you could lift up and out. And that enabled me to look at myself from the side and from the front. And I would look at myself in the mirror and I would struggle with what I looked at because I had this narrative over myself that I was ugly. And that's what I felt about myself, because that was what being poured over me. And I felt uncomfortable about myself. And what the world does today, with all our Instagram posts and so on, it pumps out that this is what good looks like, and this is what we should look like. But we're all different, and we're all unique. And it tries to tell us that this is what you should look like, and this is who you need to be. It was when I was at university, so I had this for years. When I was at university, I was chatting to the guy I lived with about something completely different, nothing to do with self-image at all. And suddenly I just broke down and I wept. And I wept for about half an hour. And it's one of those moments in my life that I'll never forget, because at that moment, God completely healed me of my self-esteem issues. We weren't even talking about it, but the Spirit of God came upon me and I was completely healed. And now when I look in a mirror, I know I'm not Brad Pitt, but I'm quite happy with what I see, because God has healed me and restored me and taken me out of that. And I know who I am. Am I perfect? And are there things that maybe if I look for longer, I'm less comfortable about? I certainly don't pick up the mirror now and look at myself in multiple directions and wonder if I am ugly, because I know I'm created by God and who I am by God. And what do we see? Maybe it's easier when I'm holding up the mirror to other people. You think, okay, I can see that other person and I can see lots of good things about that other person. But it's quite difficult to see some of those things about ourselves, maybe. Now, some of us, we walked with God long enough, and we can see as we look at ourselves, actually, I'm really pleased with what I see, because I know who I am, and I can see who I am. but some of us, that might be harder. And if we put the mirror away, and if we take the mirror away, we're not seeing ourselves anymore. And that's quite easy. You've no idea. Is your hair a mess? Do you look a mess? Whatever. But you can see everybody else. And that takes away from looking at ourselves and reflecting on ourselves. But seeing everybody else, that can be difficult as well. Can you say, well, why are they good at that? They're really good at that. He's really good at that. She's really good at that. Oh, they've got that. They've got that. Wish I had that. And it could be easy to look at other people. But every one of us is unique. And my struggles was shaped by things that had happened to me in my past. And the things that we live through do affect and shape us. But we can be free. I'm going to move that because I don't need that up there at the moment. We can be free from those things. And no matter what we've gone through in the past, when we receive Jesus, when we come to the foot of the cross and to the empty tomb, when we lay everything down, we are free from anything that anybody may have said over us, that may have affected us at school, childhood, whatever, that may affect how we feel when we look at ourselves in the mirror. Because when we look ourselves in this mirror, it can be quite different to what we see in that mirror. And you think about Apostle Paul. He was a murderer. He arranged for the murder of so many followers of Jesus. And what must he have felt about himself when he looked at himself? One of maybe the lowest of the low. And God got hold of him. And in Philippians 3, 12 to 14, I just love the words that Paul says. This is from the Passion Translation, which is quite an interesting translation, just to get you thinking a bit differently about things. But he says, I admit I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing. So he hasn't got there yet. He admits he hasn't got there yet. He's pursuing something. But I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose for which Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own. So I'm going to run with passion to reach what Jesus has got hold of me, why he made me, why he created me. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. So everything that's happened to us in the past, I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So forgetting what is behind, I press on to the goal that is before me. And why do we feel uncomfortable if we look at ourselves, and who are we? And the question I want to ask all of us this morning is who are we? And how do we feel about who we are? Who are we really? I love when we used to do baptisms at the King Centre, we used to say, you're free from your past life, you're dead to sin and all of its effects. And we are. All those negative things that may have shaped why we feel uncomfortable when we look at ourselves, we're free from all of that. So who are we and what do we see when we look at ourselves? Why is it uncomfortable when we look at ourselves? And I think it's really important for us to see ourselves clearly and know who we are. And we're going to look a little bit more at verse 13 to 18 just in a moment, because I really want us to get hold of who we are this morning. But once we've got hold of who we are, and we're comfortable looking in the mirror and saying, actually, I'm a child of God. I am designed by God. He created me purposefully. He chose to create me because he has a purpose for me. He's got every one of my days mapped out for me. He has created me for a purpose. I'm not here as an accident. I'm not here filling time. If we're still here, he's still got purpose for every one of us. And every one of us, he, the creator of the universe, decided to form and create. And all of his ways are marvelous and perfect. Do you know, in one translation it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I think that's in the NIV. Fearfully is a kind of interesting word. When you look that up in the Hebrew and understand what does that mean, fearfully, I can't pronounce the Hebrew word, I can't even read the Hebrew word because it's weird writing, but it means you are a wonderful, glorious thing of Yahweh himself. Every one of us is a wonderful, glorious thing of Yahweh himself. So when we look at ourselves, we're telling ourselves, I am a wonderful, glorious thing of Yahweh himself. I am designed. This is who I am. So when I look at myself in the mirror, I get excited about what I see because I'm a child of God, created by God, full of purpose, full of destiny. I'm still here because he's still got days for me. He knows how many days I've got, but I've got purpose while I'm still here. And he wants to use me, and I'm a man and a woman of God that is empowered by God, full of the Spirit of God, and I'm an atmosphere changer. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I can believe in who I am. And what people have said about me in the past, I put behind me and I run towards what God has for me. And as we enter a new year, I was really challenged by the question about what's your vision? So how do I see? What is my vision about myself? And then, if I'm still here, I've got a purpose. So what is my vision about where I'm going? And I would encourage you to, if you're not clear about that, to spend time with God asking him, God, show me. You've created me for a purpose and I'm still here. So if I'm still here, you want to use me. How do you want to be using me? What's your vision? Where do you want to be taking me? What are you showing me? And how do we see clearly? So, I just want to encourage you. I want to look at God's mirror over us, and I'm going to read some of these verses just in a few different translations. One of them I'm going to read in French, but I'm not going to read it in French because that's not going to be very helpful. I'm going to translate it. Because I do speak French, and it's one of the translations that I can read. I'm just going to put this on quietly in the background, which Bob will fade up. You know, there's a story in the Bible where the man who couldn't see, and Jesus touched his eyes, and he says, I see men like trees walking. And he couldn't see clearly. And some of us may be in different states as to what we can see. When we look at ourselves, some of us might be like the blind man that doesn't see ourselves at all, doesn't see who God created us to be, doesn't see that we can be people of potential, people who God can use. God's created you unique with your gifts and talents. And they're not somebody else's because they're somebody else. God created you as you, with everything that you've got and who you are, because that's his design. He's the great designer and he wants to use you as who you are, not as somebody else, but as who you are. And you need to be confident in that God has created me and he's given me the ability, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So So you might be like the man who's been touched once and things look like trees and it's not quite clear yet, but you're on a journey and you might see clearly, and that's awesome. Because you are unique and you are special. You made, maybe just close your eyes and just receive from God as we I'll just minister the scripture over you. God made all the delicate inner parts of your body, and he knit you together in your mother's womb. Can you come to a place where you can say, thank you, God, for making me so wonderfully complex? Me, all of me, who I am, who you've made me to be. You made me wonderfully complex. Your workmanship, what you've done in making me, is marvelous. And here's the challenge. How well I know it. I know that full well, that that's who I am. You watched over me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Because he designed you and created you and purposed you to be on this earth. Every day of your life is recorded in his book, and every moment is laid out before a single day has passed. His thoughts, God's thoughts, the almighty creator God, his thoughts towards you as an individual are precious. They cannot be counted. They cannot be numbered. God has that many thoughts towards you. They outnumber the grains of sand. Imagine the Sahara Desert, just the beaches of the world. God's thoughts towards you as an individual outnumber all of those. And when you wake up, he is with you. Every single moment you are thinking of me. Every single moment you are thinking of me. Oh God, your desires towards me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. His desires towards me. It's you who created my conscience, my spirit, my innermost being. It's you who knitted, who caused flesh to come together in my mother's womb. Lord, I say to you, thank you, because you created me. Yes, my body is amazing and very beautiful. Some of you this morning need to know you are beautiful. Not just beautiful, you are very beautiful. Every one of us here, you are very beautiful. What you do is magnificent, and I know it. When you formed me in the secret place, when you embroidered me in the depths of the earth, you saw everything. Nothing was hidden for you. Already you've written in your book the number of days that you're going to give me. Even before a single one began. Lord, your thoughts are really difficult because I can't number them. How on earth can I count them? They are more numerous than the grains of sand. Even if I counted all of them, I wouldn't begin to understand you. Every one of us is beautiful, created, designed with a purpose. He chose to make you. What do you see when you look at yourself? So, just practically as we go forward from here, each day we spend a lot of time, well, it depends who you are. We spend time looking in the mirror. Hopefully we spend time looking in the mirror before we come out. But we will spend time looking in the mirror. And I just want to challenge you as you go from here. Those that love to spend more time looking in the mirror, if you've got thousands of followers on social media, you'll be comfortable looking at your selfies. But when you look at yourself, just challenge what you think about yourself. Take God's mirror with you and say, this is what God says over me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am very beautiful. He's numbered my days, so I've got purpose and destiny over me, and I'm going to run towards that purpose and destiny. So practically, when we're brushing our teeth and we're doing our hair, let's speak this over ourselves so we get who we are in God and we know who we are in God. And those things that we've held from the past that have shaped us and have made us uncomfortable looking at ourselves, let's let them go. We are dead to sin and all of its effects. The past is buried with Christ. And then let's go, as we run towards what he's got for us, to find out how does he want to use this mighty, unique, beautiful person that you are. Let's live our lives to the fullest, every one of us, because that's who we are. Let's stop struggling to believe that, and let's believe who we really are and know who we really are and stand on who we are. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.